There's a perfect storm of cloud and mobility hitting the federal government, and it's causing agencies to struggle with managing all that data that's coming from it. Help is on the way, however. The National Institute of Standards and Technology is leading a new effort to help integrate the cloud with big data. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on how NIST and other agencies are tackling the problem. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So why is cloud being brought to this perfect storm tipping point, as it were?
Well, I think it's a combination of several things that are happening. Obviously, the move to cloud, we've been talking about this now for the last 3-4 years. Agencies are there now. It's not just they're going to get there, but email. A lot of agencies have email and collaboration tools in the cloud. And then they're collecting all this information through mobile devices. Really, the increase in use of smartphones and tablet computers is really making a way to collect data different. And this is not just like you and me doing email. This is people in the government going to meet their mission using these mobile devices. And it's much different than laptops. You know, these are, you know, collect the data on the fly, not just, oh, well, let me pop my laptop up and enter it when I have some time. Now, before agencies really moved to the cloud and had these mobile devices so easily accessible, the data collection was manually inputted into systems, or data was inputted when an employee was done and they had to go back to the office and then feed it. So things are much more quick, and things also are much more accurate. The other piece is, you know, with increased use of cloud technologies, employees also are using social media differently as a platform to engage in and obtain input. And I think all of those things are requiring or you know, equaling more data and the volume of data that just is ever increasing and overwhelming agencies. Patrick Gallagher is the director of the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Like cloud, big data is going to change everything. We are really looking at a new paradigm, a place of data primacy, where everything starts with consideration of the data rather than consideration of the technology. This is a real shift from the way we've historically thought about this. You know, given this technology, we could, so, you know, talk about a problem, to given this data, we could, and we move to designing the technologies around the data. In some cases, define the problems around the data.
Now, he says NIST is already dealing with the intersection of cloud and big data with its work on high-volume DNA sequencing data, as well as research looking at the support of and the discovery of and the use of manufacturing materials. Basically, the goal is to increase the time it takes to discover, to mark, and to get to these new materials to market by 2 times. So instead of 20 years, make it 10 years. Now, Steve Van Roekel is the Federal Chief Information Officer. He joined Gallagher and several agency and academic experts yesterday at NIST Gaithersburg, Maryland headquarters to discuss this intersection of cloud and big data. Now, Van Roekel said the government holds so much data that unlocking it, very similar to what the DOD did with the GPS that many people have on their car windshields now, or the National Weather Service did with weather data to create basically the Weather Channel in many ways, could have a huge impact on the lives of citizens. Now, this perfect storm of cloud and data and mobility is really giving agencies an important opportunity that they really need to take advantage of today, according to Van Roekel.
So what are NIST and these other agencies doing to address these big challenges?
Well, I think there's several things that are going on at once. Now, Gallagher says NIST held the workshop yesterday, and it goes on through this week through Thursday to help answer several questions about this intersection.
I think that this progression now leads very naturally both to Steve's government-wide strategy for the federal government. It has also broadened, but in particular, it raises the notion to explore one of the critical intersections between cloud computing and big data. Cloud is a multiplier when it's combined with other technologies, and it frees the users from the constraints of location and catalyzing data-driven inspiration for discovery. And one of the goals of this forum is to explore these multipliers at the intersection between big data and cloud. Now, big data is not, unlike cloud, doesn't have a common definition yet. We haven't yet agreed as a community what exactly we mean by big data. But whatever it is, it's here.
Now, beyond the workshop all this week, NIST is reaching out to other private sector and academics to help with addressing this intersection of cloud and data challenge. NIST, for instance, issued 2 cloud computing roadmaps, and a third one is on the way, addressing different aspects of cloud and cloud implementation. Now, Volume 1 looked at high-priority requirements for cloud adoption by agencies. Volume 2 looked at useful information for cloud adopters. And then Bob Bond is the NIST program manager for the cloud. He says Volume 3 were built on the first 2 volumes, and it's for agencies' technical planning and implementation teams, and that's where I think the data piece will start kind of coming in a little more aggressively. Now, at the agency level, several are trying to address this issue of big data and cloud, whether it's the Defense Department's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency or the intelligence community or many others. I mean, take the Energy Department. Pete Cironis is the Energy's Chief Technology Officer. He says Energy is trying to better understand the value of the data, not just that it has lots of it.
It starts with understanding what the mission is, what the intent of that funding that goes into support that program office and the data that's being created, how does it add value to the energy sector? But knowing that mission, that bridging of mission to how does TIE-T enable it so that the value that's extracted on the surface is probably logical. You know, the smart grid is doing research into improving the antiquated grid that we have today. Well, is there more value that we can extract if we were exposed to more information, or we could make sense of the data that we're pulling and extracting from the grid itself? And that's where you get into leveraging tools that do a lot of that analysis.
Now, Cironis says Energy is in the formulation stage of this concept, but it's really part of the evolution he sees with cloud, mobile, and data. He says Energy needs to figure out which tools and processes really are best to analyze all the data that they do bring in. Now, Cironis also says Energy's experience with the cloud as a platform has been actually very good, especially around high-performance computing. He points to their Magellan program, which was something that ran from August 2009 to December 2011, which showed how the agency could benefit from using the cloud for high-performance data manipulation needs. And he said, listen, the Magellan just, you know, it was a short period of time, about 2 years, but what it showed us now is that we can move to the cloud. And he gave me this example where at one time there was a big backup to use the high-performance computers, and someone just kind of went around that line and went to the cloud and used the cloud for 2 weeks, got their manipulation, their data done, and then got done with the cloud and went back to their regular processes. And he goes, listen, we just could, you know, pay for what we use and move on. And that's one of the benefits.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, Jason, the federal CIO, Stephen Van Roeckel, also spoke at that conference. What did he have to say about this cloud and big data integration?
Van Roeckel tried to set the tone for the conference. He reiterated many of the points we've heard from him over the last few months about cloud first and the importance of data. But I think the one area where he did ask for help was around discovering the value of this data.
We need your help in really thinking about the multiplier effect of this work. The combination of cloud and big data, you know, not only can create a useful insights, but also can create incredible value. I think both on the value we provide downstream, like the weather and GPS examples of public safety, economic benefit, and other things, but real value in the way we think about decision making, the way we think about policy in the government, the way we think about creating mission-based systems and how do we do that. I think there is a definite multiplier effect to be had at that intersection.
But what Van Roeckel really didn't talk too much about is the focus that his office and the administration is going to have or is having on big data. Now, we know, for instance, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy is leading a big data initiative. They're putting a lot of money, about $200 million, into dealing with the big data problem. But from the agency side, what are they doing? Now, if you look at the pattern from OMB over the last 4 years, they've developed a cloud strategy. Then you have cloud first, meaning the priority to go to the cloud. They've developed a mobile strategy, and now we have mobile requirements that agencies have to meet. So in many ways, it's making sense, and it's looking like the handwriting on the wall is that a big data strategy could be coming next, whether it's from OMB or whether it's from each agency individually. Now, I asked Pete Cironis about this idea of a likelihood of such a strategy. He says from Energy's perspective, it makes total sense, though he didn't have any knowledge of what OMB's plans are.
I could say working there now that do we have a data scientist today? No. We have a lot of them in the labs. Do we have some one individual who's looking at all the data sets and compiling them and making sense of them? No. But it's logical that, you know, working with our enterprise architects, working with our mission owners to get our hands around the information is, you know, I think is could be a follow-on to the digital strategy. Digital strategy wants us to embrace machine-readable data sets and to be mobile and to put information out there so that the entrepreneurial community can take advantage of this free government data. Well, the onus now is on agencies. What an opportunity we have if we do embark on developing strategies that we could do it collectively.
So Sirona says that with so much data coming into agencies and the potential of using that data to make better decisions, agencies, even without OMB direction, are realizing the need for a better strategy to managing the data in the cloud with the mobile devices. So as you can see, all the pieces that are fitting together.
Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.